and then he deals with
el séptimo después que Cristo vino, raptó la iglesia y estableció su reino.
That would be the seventh.
Ese es el séptimo. En mi oficina, creo que está en el escritorio en la esquina.
I think you can see, though, when we talk about it,
¿crees que puedes ver cuando hablamos de esta?
That a lot of fundamental doctrines come out of that.
Que unas doctrinas fundamentales salen de ahí.
How you interpret a lot of scripture,
¿cómo interpretas mucha escritura?
Is dependent upon this view.
Es dependiente en esta vista.
And so that's why when we look at covenantalism, which we're going to start looking at this morning.
Así cuando empezamos a ver el teología del pacto, como vamos a empezar a ver esta mañana.
It's the opposite end of the spectrum from dispensationalism.
Es la fin opuesto de lo que creen los dispensacionalistas.
But these are views of how God is revealing His purpose to us.
Pero esas son vistas de cómo Dios revela su propósito.
And so depending on how you see God revealing things through Scripture,
depende cómo ves Dios revelando a sí mismo a través de las Escrituras,
you're going to differ in a lot of doctrine.
Vas a tener una diferencia en mucha doctrina. I want to do something real quick. Quiero hacer algo rápido here. So I just want to make sure we know this. Solo quiero checar que conocemos esta. So, if we were to divide dispensationalism like this, si íbamos a dividir dispensacionalismo así, I want you to know this because in the next phrase, quiero que saben esta porque en la siguiente cosa que vamos a cubrir, I believe they believe the same way. Yo creo que ellos creen la misma forma as the dispensationalists, como los dispensacionalistas, but they just put a different spin on it. Solo lo tocan algo diferente. So, can everybody see that? ¿Todos pueden ver eso? Yeah? Okay. So, here's the cross. Vamos a decir, aquí es la cruz. And we're going to say, here is grace. Y vamos a decir que aquí es gracia. ¿No? So, no one is going to believe there's grace outside the cross of Jesus Christ. Nadie cree que hay gracia afuera de la cruz de Cristo. So, if we look at the nation of Israel being saved because of their race, si vemos la nación de Israel salvados por su raza, well, how do we get there? ¿Cómo llegamos ahí if we're dispensational? Si somos dispensationalistas, which we're not, que no lo somos. You have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Tenemos 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And you have these divided into dispensations. Tenemos estas divididas en dispensaciones. And you have means in each one of these. Tenemos medios en cada uno de estos. So you have a means of salvation. Tienes un medio de salvación. And it changes in each dispensation. Y se cambia en cada dispensación. So, we are in the church age now. Estamos en la edad de las iglesias ahorita. The parentheses. And right now it's the gospel. Y ahora es evangelio. But that wasn't so for all of these first five dispensations. Pero eso no era cierto por las primeras cinco dispensaciones. So there was a different means of salvation in each one. Había una diferencia or a diferente medio de salvación en cada uno. And there will be a different means of salvation in the seventh. Va a ser otro medio de salvación en el séptimo. But that will be not getting the mark of the beast. Este va a ser no teniendo la marca de bestia. And other things, y otras cosas. But what they do, lo que hacen, is they borrow the grace of Jesus. Lo que hacen is prestan la gracia de Jesús in each dispensation, in cada dispensación. And so, you have the grace of Jesus, tienes la gracia de Jesús, but it's dispensed in different ways. Pero está dispensado en otras maneras. And so you have, Adam here, Adán aquí, borrowing from the grace of Jesus, prestando la gracia de Jesús. But I want you to see something, pero quiero que veas algo. it's separated. So if we took the eraser, pero quiero que tomamos esta, and we're going to make a line here. Vamos a hacer una línea aquí. It's separated from the gospel. Es separado de Evangelio. And so you have the gospel here. Tienes Evangelio aquí. But that's not the means of salvation. Pero no son los medios de salvación. It's another means borrowing from Jesus. It's otros medios pidiendo prestado de Jesús. Does that make sense? ¿Esto tiene sentido? So in reality, you have seven different ways of salvation. En realidad, tienes siete diferentes tipos de salvación. Based on the grace of Jesus. Basado en la gracia de Jesús. So if we talk about the sacrificial system, si hablamos del sistema de sacrificio, you have men saved by sacrifices. Tienes hombres salvados por sacrificios. So we offer a lamb, ofrecemos un cordero, and they would say, well, that's not sufficient for salvation, but we'll borrow from Jesus to make it sufficient. Y van a decir, este no es suficiente para salvación, pero vamos a pedir prestado de Jesús para hacerlo suficiente. Right? I mean, does that make sense? ¿Esto tiene sentido?
And as we move through, I think it'll become even more clear why that's so wrong.
Mientras movemos o avanzamos, vamos a ver por qué esto está tan mal.
Noé?
Dice Noah, ¿qué escrituras ellos piden prestados para decir que podemos pedir prestado de la gracia de Jesús? ¿Cómo pueden decir que hay gracia prestado en cada división de tiempo?
That's something that they would borrow from covenantalism.
Es algo que ellos piden prestado de teología de pacto.
Remember, a dispensationalist takes scripture very literal.
¿Recuerdas que los dispensacionalistas toman las escrituras literalmente?
So if that scripture is dealing with something physical,
si la escritura se trata de algo físico,
that's all there is to it.
Es la única cosa que hay.
You don't read into anything spiritual there.
No lees algo espiritual ahí.
So they look at the kingdom of Israel, a very physical, natural kingdom.
Ellos ven reino de Israel, algo físico, natural.
The promised land.
La tierra prometida.
There's nothing else there.
No hay algo más ahí.
They would say that a covenantal person allegorizes the scripture.
Ellos dicen que un hombre de teología de pacto hace alegoría de la escritura.
Or spiritualizes the scripture.
O hace espiritualizado. Hacen espiritualizado las escrituras.
They refuse to see Christ there.
Ellos niegan a ver Cristo ahí.
But then they're confronted with the problem.
Pero cuando son confrontados con el problema,
how is their salvation outside of Christ?
¿Cómo hay salvación afuera de Cristo?
And so they have to do something to fix that.
Tienen que hacer algo para arreglar eso.
So there's not really a
scripture of that. Yeah, let me put it like this. Déjame decirlo así. We would say types and shadows. Nosotros decimos tipos y sombras, right? Through the whole book of Hebrews, you see it. Durante todo el libro de Hebreos, ves esto. So you have the sacrifice as a type and shadow. Tienes el sacrificio de un tipo y sombra, right? So you have the lamb slain. Tienes el cordero molado to take away the sins of the people. A quitar el pecado del pueblo. So they would say that lamb takes away the sins of the people. Ellos dicen que este cordero quita el pecado del pueblo. Borrowing from Christ. Pidiendo prestado de Cristo. So as long as they did the sacrificial system, they were borrowing rightly from Christ. Mientras ellos estaban haciendo el sistema de sacrificio, estaban pidiendo prestado de Cristo correctamente. But if you stopped, pero si detengas, then you don't borrow from Christ anymore. Ya no pides de Cristo. Yeah. It's the reason, it's the razón. And we all believe this, most of us at one time, y la mayoría de nosotros creemos esto en un tiempo. there needs to be a reconstructing of the temple in Jerusalem. Necesita ser reconstruido el templo de Jerusalén. Right? That's why they put so much emphasis on the nation of Israel. Por eso ellos ponen tanto énfasis en la nación de Israel. We have to get the land back. Tenemos que ganar la tierra de nuevo. Right? And so you have in the institution of the nation of Israel in 72, tienes en la institución de la nación de Israel en 72. That's huge. It's massivo. Christ is going to come now. Cristo ya va a venir ahora. And we would look at that and say it has no effect on the coming of Christ whatsoever. Y nosotros miramos esto y decimos no tiene efecto en que Cristo venga. And we don't believe that the sacrificial system needs to be reinstated. No creemos que el sistema de sacrificio necesita ser reinstituido. No? That it's not necessary. No es necesario. So, está preguntando si ellos miran adelante a la gracia de Cristo. I don't think they look forward like that to the grace of Christ. No creo que ellos miran adelante a la gracia de Cristo. They're confronted with the exclusivity of Christ in the New Testament. Están confrontados con la exclusividad de Cristo en el Nuevo Testamento. I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Yo soy la verdad, el camino y la vida. Nadie venga a mí excepto, or Padre excepto por mí. They're confronted with the truth. They're saying confrontado con esta verdad. So then they have to apply that somehow to all these dispensations. Entonces tiene que aplicar esta en una forma de todas estas dispensaciones. And so they just say, well, the means are here, but he is the substance. Los medios están aquí, pero él es la sustancia.
And understand, those are corrections to dispensationalism.
Uh-huh. Esas son correcciones a dispensacionalismo.
Classical dispensationalism did no such thing.
Dispensacionalismo clásico no hizo esa.
Salvation was through the law.
Salvación era a través de la ley y ya.
Or through the ark.
Or a través del arca.
Or through the law of man.
La ley del hombre.
Or through circumcision.
A través de circuncisión. It was completely works based. Era completamente basado en obras. Who?
He calls himself a leaky dispensationalist.
A leaky dispensationalist. El MacArthur is una dispensacionalista de fuga.
There are progressive dispensationalists.
Hay dispensacionalistas progresivos. That's the majority. I would say that's la mayoría.
And they do admit that Christ is being revealed progressively.
Y ellos dicen que Cristo está revelado progresivamente a través de las dispensaciones.
But the problem is they're starting with a faulty foundation and trying to fix it.
Pero el problema es que empiezan con una fundación de fracaso y tratan de arreglarlo. I think something that we should see, I don't know if I'm going to get ahead of us on this point, is the danger that it is to believe in that way. It causes Christians to rest in something that's not true. And these people are waiting a second opportunity to be saved. This is something that the Pentecostal church has very confused. I was speaking with some people about this. They don't only believe that Christ comes for his church. They believe that Christ is going to return a second time for Israel. And they believe that everyone who's not marked by the beast is going to be saved later. We're not talking about just one coming of Christ, but about four coming of Christ. It provokes a false security. Matter of fact, I had a professor in seminary, yo tuve un profesor en seminario. He would make videotapes, él hizo videos, and he would put them in his relatives' houses, hide them. Y él los esconde en sus casa de sus familiares, so that after the rapture they would find them, para que después del rapto ellos lo encuentren, and they would see the gospel preached. Ellos ven el evangelio predicado, and he gave them instructions on what to do to be saved. Y él les dio instrucciones de qué ser que sea salvo. That's not what the Bible talks about. Eso no es lo que la Biblia dice. The Bible says he's going to come like a thief in the night. La Biblia dice que él va a venir como ladrón en la noche. Just think about this. Solo piensa esto. If there are 7 literal years of tribulation to come, si hay 7 años literal para tribulación por venir, and that after the return of Christ, después del regreso de Cristo, that means we will be raptured up. Eso quiere decir que nosotros hemos raptado. And then 7 years exactly, because you have to take it literally. So the 7 años exactamente, porque tienes que tomar literalmente, and Christ is going to return. Y Cristo va a regresar. So what in the world do we do with the verse that says no one knows the time or the hour? ¿Qué hacemos con el versículo donde dice nadie sabe el tiempo ni hora? If I see everybody raptured, si yo veo todos raptados, and I look at my watch, yo miro mi reloj 7 years to the second, 7 años al segundo, and I can plan on the return of Christ, puedo planear en regreso de Cristo. And that's why a lot of dispensationalists, Schofield, for example, por eso muchos dispensationalistas, Schofield, por ejemplo, had a timeline of the return of Christ. Tenía línea de tiempo del regreso de Cristo. Because if you work out all the numbers, you can predict it. Porque si trabajas con los números, puedes hacer predicción de cuándo va a regresar. And so, it creates a false hope. Crea una esperanza falsa.
I think last week we talked about the multiple resurrections that they have to have.
La semana pasada hablamos de las resurrecciones múltiples que tienen que tener.
The multiple judgments.
Los juicios múltiples.
And the Bible loses its its connection.
Y la Biblia pierde su conexión.
And Christ loses his glory in his kingdom, which is the church, and we stressed that last week as well.
Cristo pierde su gloria en su iglesia, que hablamos la semana pasada. So, something else that's a problem, otra cosa que es un problema, Satanás. What do we do with Satan now? ¿Qué hacemos con Satanás ahora? Well, we believe he's bound. Creemos que él está atorado. That Christ on the cross finished his reign on this world. Que Cristo en la cruz terminó su reino. O sea, he doesn't have power over us. No tiene poder en nosotros. The dispensationalists don't believe that. Los dispensationalistas no creen esto. They believe he is hurt. Ellos creen que está lastimado. But he is very dangerous. Es muy peligroso. And so I remember growing up. Yo creo creciendo. And you would be afraid as a kid. Tener miedo como niño, and your parents would come and cast Satan out of your room. Tus padres vienen a echar afuera Satanás de tu cuarto, no? Because the idea that was put in my parents' mind, the idea que estaba puesto en mente de mis padres, is you be careful because Satan can get you. Ten cuidado porque Satanás puede lastimarte. We're covered with the blood of Christ. Estamos cubiertos con la sangre de Cristo. We're secure in Him. Somos seguros en Él. And so it creates tons of problems. Entonces se crea tantos problemas. Está atorado que Él no puede detener el Evangelio, no puede engañar a las naciones. Pecado es mucho, y él es el Dios de este mundo. La cruz, Jesús aplastó la cabeza de Satanás. So
He told Peter the gates of hell will not prevail against the church.
Dijo Pedro, las puertas de Hades no prevalecerán a la iglesia.
A couple of us were talking about this at the table for lunch last week.
Unos de nosotros estamos hablando en la mesa la semana pasada.
And how the book of Revelation takes on such powerful meaning with a right understanding.
Y como el libro de Apocalipsis toma una posición poderosa con una buena entendimiento.
And you see the militant church plundering the house of Satan in this age.
Y ves la iglesia destruyendo la casa de Satanás durante este siglo.
And Miss Rachel said, I've got goosebumps.
Y hermano Raquel dijo, tengo pie de pollo.
And I said, amen. That's the result of understanding the scripture.
Ese es el resultado de entender las escrituras.
And the power that it speaks of.
Y el poder que habla.
And this system of dispensationalism robs you of that.
Y este sistema de dispensacionalismo te roba de esta.
Instead, you're looking for helicopters in Revelation.
En lugar de este, estás buscando helicópteros en el libro de Apocalipsis. Something that Noah asked, where does these people take verses to help themselves? There are texts like we were talking about earlier. That Christ will come like a thief in the night. And they take out a theory like that. Like the rapture of the church will be a secret rapture. And no one's going to see it. But when we see the context of these texts, what he's talking about, we must be alert in all times. The Bible is emphatic on that. The Christian must be alert at all times for the coming of Christ. And it could be today. He put us at hoy. That's something that distinguishes us. Es algo que nos distingue. That it could happen any moment. Puede pasar en cualquier momento.
And a lot of this is eschatology that we're talking about.
Y mucho de esto es escatología de que estamos hablando.
And that's a huge problem, but...
Es un problema enorme, pero...
The system also messes you up in your doctrine of the church.
El sistema también te hace mal en la doctrina de la iglesia.
And your doctrine of salvation.
Y doctrina de salvación. Can I give an example? Voy a dar un ejemplo. Let's say that Noah is Jewish. Vamos a decir que Noah es judeo. According to dispensationalism, he's better than all of us. De acuerdo con dispensacionalismo, él es mejor que todos nosotros. So there's a sense where he has more of a love of God than we do. En un sentido que él tiene más amor de Dios que nosotros. That even if he rejects Christ, aun si él rechaza Cristo, God's going to do something to save him, to bring him to Christ. Dios va a hacer algo para salvarlo, a traerlo a Cristo, because he's Jewish, porque él es judío.
Do they believe that every foreigner knows ethnic Jews are saved?
Ellos creen que todos los judíos étnicos serán salvos? Classic dispensationalists do.
In the final dispensation.
Los dispensacionistas clásicos creen esta en la última dispensación.
Rory.
En Job, da una clara explicación del reino de Satanás, lo que él puede hacer y no puede hacer, y como él tiene que pedir permisión de Dios.
So, you were saying earlier that Satan is now bound because of the cross.
Estaba diciendo yo antes que Satanás ahora está atorado por la cruz. Está preguntando si yo creo que él no puede hacer nada o todavía tiene que pedir permiso para hacer cosas. So Job is a perfect example. Job is un ejemplo perfecto. Revelation 12 makes this blatantly clear. Apocalipsis 12 lo hace muy claro. They have conquered him by the blood of the Lamb. Lo han conquistado él por sangre de cordero. He is no longer the accuser of the brothers. Él no es acusador de los hermanos. So if you think about it like this, si piénsalo así, in Romans chapter 3, Romanos capítulo 3, that God passed over former sins, Dios pasó por encima los pecados de antes, so that he might be the just and the justifier of those who believe in Jesus, para que él sea el justo y quien justifica a los que creen en Jesús. So if you take Job, si tomas Job, he's accusing Job, God, y él está acusando a Dios. How can you save these men? ¿Cómo puedes salvar a esos hombres? And God says, if you consider Job, has considerado Job. Give him to me. Let me do this. Dale a mí. Déjame hacer esto. He no longer has access to the throne. Ya no tiene acceso al trono. Because he was conquered by the blood of the Lamb. Fue conquistado por el cordero de sangre de cordero. And he's like a roaring lion. Él es como un león crujiente. Seeking to whom he can devour. Buscando quien puede devorar. He's no longer allowed to, or he's no longer accusing them. Ya no está acusando ellos.
There's a lot of doctrine in this topic.
Hay mucha doctrina en este tema.
So, Revelation 12, as Pastor Jonathan mentions,
Apocalipsis 12, como mencioné yo.
We see Satan in the Old Testament has access to the throne of God.
Vemos que Satanás en el Antiguo Testamento tiene acceso al trono de Dios.
The book of Job, as you mentioned.
El libro de Job, como mencionó.
Revelation 12 suggests that when Christ is resurrected,
Apocalipsis 12 sugiere cuando Cristo fue resucitado,
he sits at the right hand of majesty, that Satan is cast out of the throne room.
Que él está sentado mano diestra de majestad, y él está, Satanás está sacado del trono.
He's not allowed there anymore.
Ya no está permitido ahí.
The best example to give is think of a lawyer.
El mejor ejemplo de dar, piensas en un abogado
that's been debarred.
Que ya quitó su licencia.
And the judge says, you have no right in here anymore.
Y el juez dice, ya no tienes derecho aquí.
So Satan being the accuser of the brethren,
entonces Satanás es acusador de los hermanos,
is an Old Testament notion.
Es una idea del Antiguo Testamento.
So what happens to him now?
¿Qué hace con él, o qué pasa con él ahora?
Well, now he's cast from the throne room.
Ahora está hecho afuera del trono.
And Revelation 12 particularly says he's cast down to the earth.
Y Apocalipsis 12 dice específicamente está tirado o mandado a la tierra.
So now he's here with us.
Está aquí con nosotros.
And it says that he's coming to devour the woman.
Y dice que él viene para devorar la mujer.
The church. He's trying to destroy the church.
Está tratando de destruir la iglesia.
So he's on the earth to destroy the church.
Está en la tierra para destruir la iglesia.
Through two things.
A través de dos cosas.
Temptation.
Tentación.
Compromise with worldliness.
Los compromisos con el mundo.
Or by blood.
Or por sangre.
Persecution.
Persecución.
So he uses those tools to attack the church.
Él usa estas herramientas para lastimar la iglesia.
Here's what he's bound not to do.
Aquí es lo que él está atorado a no hacer.
He can't enter the throne room and accuse the saints because Christ's blood is shed.
Él no puede entrar al trono a acusar a los santos porque la sangre de cordero fue derramada.
Case is closed.
El caso ya está cerrado.
What he can do is attack the church.
Lo que puede hacer es atacar la iglesia.
And try to stop the ministry of the church.
Y tratar de detener el ministerio de la iglesia.
What the Bible clearly teaches us.
Lo que la Biblia claramente nos enseña.
Is that he's bound and he can't do that.
Es que él está atorado y no puede hacer eso.
Revelation 20, the binding of Satan.
Apocalipsis 20, atoración de Satanás.
That's the disputed passage of the dispensationalism.
Ese es el pasaje argumentado por dispensacionalismo.
But the text tells us,
pero el texto nos dice,
that he's bound,
que él está atorado,
that he would deceive the nations no longer,
que él no puede engañar más las naciones.
So we have Christ resurrected,
tenemos a Cristo resucitado,
the church is given the commission,
la iglesia dado la comisión,
preach the gospel to every corner of the earth,
predica el evangelio a todas las esquinas de la tierra.
Satan is bound that he can't deceive the nations any longer.
Satanás está atorado, no puede engañar a las naciones.
What do we see happen in the book of Acts?
¿Qué vemos en el libro de Hechos?
The Jews in large continue to reject the gospel.
Los judíos en gran manera rechazan el evangelio.
But the Gentiles begin to receive it with joy.
Pero los gentiles están recibiendo con gozo.
They're no longer bound by Satan.
Ya no están atorados por Satanás.
They're no longer under his deception.
Ya no están bajo su decepción.
Now the gospel goes to the entire world.
Ahora el evangelio va a todo el mundo.
And God sends Christ as a light to the Gentiles.
Y Dios manda a Cristo como una luz a los gentiles.
And this is how God builds his kingdom.
Y eso es como Dios construye su reino.
Satan can't do anything about it.
Satanás no puede hacer nada.
And not to belabor this too long, because I mean we're dealing with something that.
Y no para tardarnos demasiado aquí, porque estamos tratando algo afuera de.
Matthew 12.
Mateo 12.
I'll give the context rather than reading through it all.
Voy a dar el contexto en lugar de leer todo.
Jesus has just cast out a demon.
Jesús acaba de sacar un demonio.
The Pharisees accuse him of doing it by the power of Beelzebub.
Los fariseos lo acusan de hacerlo de Beelzebub.
Jesus knowing their thoughts,
Jesús sabiendo sus pensamientos,
begins to talk about a strange topic.
Empieza de hablar de un tema muy extraño.
Demon possession, you cast a demon out.
La posesión de demonios, echas afuera el demonio.
And Jesus starts talking about kingdom.
Y Jesús empieza de hablar del reino.
What does kingdom have to do with demon possession?
¿Qué tiene que ver el reino con la posesión de Satanás?
It has everything to do with kingdom if you understand Scripture right.
Tiene todo que ver con el reino si entiendes bien las escrituras.
So Jesus tells them that unless a strong man is bound, you cannot plunder his house.
Jesús dice si un hombre fuerte no está atorado, no puede sacar todo de su casa.
So the house here is this individual who has demons possessing.
La casa aquí es el individual que está posesado por demonios.
Jesus says, I can't plunder his house unless I first bind the strong man.
Jesús dice, yo no puedo robar, tomar todas sus cosas si no atoras el hombre fuerte.
He speaks of a kingdom being divided against itself.
Él habla de un reino dividido contra sí mismo.
I'm not casting demons out if I'm doing the work of Satan.
Yo no estoy echando afuera demonios si estoy haciendo el trabajo de Satanás.
Now let's read verse 28.
Vamos a leer versículo 28.
And following. But if I cast out devils by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God is come unto you.
Pero si yo por el Espíritu de Dios echo fuera los demonios, ciertamente ha llegado a vosotros el reino de Dios.
Or else how can one enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods, except he first bind the strong man, and then he will spoil his house.
Porque cómo puede alguno entrar en la casa del hombre fuerte y saquear sus bienes, si primero no le ata?
Now let me connect the dots here.
Podía saquear su casa. Déjame conectar los puntos.
Revelation 20 says that Satan will be bound to deceive the nations no longer.
Apocalipsis 20 dice que Satanás será atorado a no puede engañar a las naciones ya.
Jesus tells the people here.
Jesús dice a la gente aquí.
That if I cast out devils by the power of the Holy Spirit,
si yo echo afuera demonios por poder del Espíritu Santo,
this is evidence to you.
Esa es evidencia a ti.
That the kingdom has come.
Que el reino ha venido.
Because now the strong man has been bound.
Porque el hombre fuerte está atado.
And he cannot stop.
Y ya no puede detener.
The power of the kingdom of God.
El poder del reino de Dios.
Jesus, and this is what we talked about last week at lunch.
Jesús, otra vez estamos, es lo que estamos hablando la semana pasada en lunch.
Jesus tells Peter, upon this rock I will build my church after Peter professes him to be the Christ.
Jesús dice a Pedro, sobre esta roca construye mi iglesia después que Pedro confesó que él es Cristo.
And he says the gates of hell will not prevail against it.
Y dice los puertas de Hades no prevalecerán contra ella.
In the context of Peter going to build the kingdom of God.
En el contexto de Pedro yendo para construir el reino de Dios.
And notice this.
Gates
of a city
de una ciudad
are not an offensive weapon.
No son una arma ofensiva.
They are only to defend the city.
Solo son para defender la ciudad.
Satan being the strong man.
Satanás siendo el hombre fuerte.
Has his gates.
Tiene sus puertas.
All the nations of the world other than Israel were his.
Todas las naciones del mundo excepto Israel eran suyos.
And Christ is proclaiming
y Cristo está proclamando
that he is now bound.
Él está atorado ahora.
And he can go into all the kingdoms of the world.
Él puede ir a todos los reinos del mundo.
And plunder what once belonged to the strong.
Y sacudir lo que antes pertenecía a Satanás.
This is the kingdom.
Este es el reino.
This is what Christ said has come.
Esto es lo que Cristo dijo ha venido.
This is what Revelation 20 is talking about.
Esto es lo que habla Apocalipsis 20.
But if you see the scriptures so divided up into dispensations,
pero si ves las escrituras divididos en las dispensaciones,
you can't see that.
No puedes ver eso.
And you can't admit that.
No puedes admitir eso.
So you have to develop all these other crazy ideas to explain these things.
Entonces tienes que inventar todas esas ideas de locos para explicarlo.
What you miss is the power and the glory of Christ and his kingdom.
Y lo que pierdes es el poder y gloria de Cristo en su reino.
Amen.
Amen. Taking the example of what Brother AJ said, the doctrine of MacArthur, I want to take it and put it into a different form. What the doctrine of dispensationalism has done is to close the scriptures off to a pipe that's so small that can't resist the pressure of the Word of God. So every time the Word of God begins to leak, they try to invent a new idea or to bring a patch to put over the leak. So that's why we see ideas like Israel is the clock of the world when the Bible doesn't speak of that. So they have the idea that you must have an Israeli name to be saved. And others believe you must even talk the language of them. It's the problem when a doctrine is not founded on the Word of God. When this doctrine can't resist the pressure of the Word of God, and the truth begins to come out, the only thing that can happen is to bring new ideas. And this is what we encounter in dispensationalism. Every time that someone has a new error in what they're expounding, they try to cover it with a patch from somewhere else. It's like a text outside of context. I want to comment. I'm sorry, brother. Yo quiero hacer un comentario. Lo siento, hermano. What Brother Edwin said is very important. Lo que hermano Edwin dijo es muy importante. And the reason is this. The reason is this. So, for years, dispensationalism reigned in our country. Por años, el dispensacionalismo reinó en nuestro país. And it had such an influence. Tuvo un gran influencia. Well, the problem is that people are not understanding what Brother AJ has been showing. The problem is que la gente no entiende lo que hermano AJ ha enseñado, and very few people are teaching on this, y mucha, muy poco gente están enseñando esto. So what happens is we leave dispensationalism, entonces la cosa que pasa es que dejamos dispensacionalismo, and then where do we go? Y después, ¿dónde vamos? And so that's why you have in our context, por esa razón tienes en nuestro contexto, I want you to think about it like this. Quiero que pienses así. In the 30s, in los 30s, in a big measure, in gran manera, thank you to Martin Lloyd-Jones, gracias a Martin Lloyd-Jones, you have a returning to Reformed literature. Tienes una regresa, a regreso a la doctrina reformado por libros. Martin Lloyd-Jones, by the grace of God, Martin Lloyd-Jones, por la gracia de Dios, somebody gave him a library of the Puritans. Alguien lo entregó a él, le dio a él un biblioteca de los puritanos that had been preserved, que ha sido preservado. And he helped to start publishing the Puritans again. Él ayudó a empezar a publicar los puritanos de nuevo. So you have a Reformation that starts again in doctrine in these times. Tienes una Reformación que empezó de nuevo en las doctrinas en este tiempo. And it's gaining ground. Está ganando fuerza. So there's a returning to the Calvinistic doctrine of salvation. Hay un regreso de la doctrina calvinística de salvación. But they still get eschatology wrong and ecclesiology wrong. Pero todavía están mal en eclesiología y escatología. The majority of them, mayoría de ellos. So what happens is you have new doctrines coming out because of that. Y ahora tienes nuevas doctrinas que salen por eso. There's a guy named N.T. Wright. Había un hombre, N.T. Wright. And he comes out with a new perspective on Paul. Él saca una nueva perspectiva de Pablo. And I think part of the reason is, yo creo que parte de la razón, es because he's trying to leave dispensationalism and find a home. Él está tratando a salir de dispensationalismo y encontrar un hogar. And so he just invents something new. Él inventa algo nuevo. Well, you have the same thing in the Presbyterian Church. Tienes la misma cosa en la Iglesia Presbyteriana with federal vision, con visión federal. And it's just the spin off the new perspective of Paul from N.T. Wright. Solo es una otra perspectiva de la misma idea de N.T. Wright. And in the Baptist Church, in the Iglesia Bautista, we have a doctrine called New Covenant Theology. Tenemos una doctrina, se llama Teología Nuevo, de Nuevo Pacto. And I think it's a reaction to the same thing. Yo creo que es una reacción a la misma cosa. And so we see, because of the influence of dispensationalism, vemos por la influencia de dispensacionalismo, we even have heresies that are coming up today because people don't understand the overall picture of the scriptures. Tenemos herejías que están saliendo porque la gente no entiende el foto panorámico de las escrituras, especially the covenant of redemption that we first talked about, especialmente el pacto de redención que primero hablamos, and then the covenant of works and the covenant of grace. Y después el pacto de obras y el pacto de gracia. And so you have the majority, I think, of heresies coming out today. Entonces creo que tenemos la mayoría de las herejías que salen hoy because people lack the understanding of these things in the scriptures. Porque la gente falta entendimiento de esas cosas en las escrituras.
Yeah, it may seem like we're not really explaining anything with all this.
Tal vez parece que no estamos explicando nada con todo esto.
Until we get into specifics, like the, you know, the question Rory had of.
Hasta que llegamos a específicos como la pregunta que tiene Rory.
But what we're trying to put out there.
Pero lo que estamos tratando a exponer.
Is you have to have that right foundation.
Es que tienes que tener la fundación correcta.
From which to understand the scriptures.
De lo cual puedes entender las escrituras.
Otherwise,
si no,
you end up with what Brother Edwin just explained.
Llegas a tener lo que hermano Edwin explicó.
A narrow pipe that starts busting.
Una pipa chiquito que empieza de explotar.
Or if you think of it like an enormous, powerful reaction, a radioactive reaction.
Or si puedes pensar en una reacción poderosa de radioactive.
Nuclear. And energy greater than even on the sun.
Una energía aún más grande que el sol.
And you're trying to keep a shell, you're trying to keep it
packed. Estás tratando a mantenerlo aquí empacado.
It was a beautiful example.
Era un ejemplo hermoso.
The problem is,
el problema es,
what they're trying to contain,
lo que están tratando a contener,
is the truth of the glory of God,
es la verdad de gloria de Dios,
that's busting through,
que está explotando,
and they're trying to seal that in.
Están tratando a mantener esto, a sellar.
They're trying to package it into their formulas.
Están tratando de empacar a su fórmula.
Instead of letting it speak,
en lugar de dejarlo hablar,
and letting His glory shine,
y dejar que su gloria brilla.
And that's what covenant theology will do.
Y eso es lo que hace teología de pacto.
And it gives you a right perspective to come to the scriptures.
Y darte una perspectiva correcta de venir a las escrituras.
And allow God to speak what He wants to say.
Y dejar que Dios habla, decir lo que Él quiere decir.
Then our doctrine gets built right.
Y entonces nuestra doctrina está construida bien.
So, we're almost out of time.
Casi ya acaba nuestro tiempo.
So I did want to just draw a diagram.
Solo quería dibujar un dibujo.
As if we don't have enough diagrams.
Como si no tuviéramos suficientemente diagramas.
So, the majority of the church.
La mayoría de la iglesia.
Is dispensational.
It's dispensational. Sorry, brother. I'm so sorry. Lo siento, hermano. I just want you to understand something. Solo quiero que entiendas algo. It's only 150 years old. Solo tiene 150 años. So if we're saying the majority of the church is that, si estamos diciendo la mayoría de la iglesia es esto, then the majority of the church is basing their interpretation of the Bible that's only 150 years old. La mayoría de la iglesia está basando su interpretación de la Biblia de algo que solo tiene 150 años. 2,000 years in church history. 2,000 años en historia de la iglesia. Wrong. Malo. Sorry.
So the majority of the church falls in here.
La mayoría de la iglesia cae ahí.
And the sad thing is, because the systems get so complicated.
Y la cosa triste es porque los sistemas están tan complicados.
I don't think even most churches teach it.
Yo no creo que la mayoría de las iglesias lo enseñen.
Which is even worse.
Que es aún peor.
Because now we have these doctrines.
Porque ahora tenemos esas doctrinas.
That are wrong.
Que están malos.
About salvation.
Tratando salvación.
About the church.
De la iglesia.
About the end times.
De las cosas finales.
About the kingdom.
Del reino.
About redemption.
De redención.
About the Holy Spirit.
Del Espíritu Santo.
And we teach those false doctrines.
Y enseñamos esas doctrinas falsas.
Or maybe we just preach based on those presuppositions.
Or predicamos sobre estas presuposiciones.
Don't even really understand why we believe that.
Ni entendemos por qué lo creemos esta.
Reformed theology.
Doctrina reformado.
Is so small you can't see it.
Es tan pequeño que ni lo puedes ver.
Try brownie. I wanted a different color, but
yo quería otro color, pero
so it, that you know, by size, then I don't know what the percentages are.
Yo no sé qué son los porcentajes, pero por tamaño.
So we'll call this reformed.
Vamos a llamar este reformado.
Covenantal.
Pacto.
Gracias. Covenantal.
Pacto.
Small group.
Es un grupo pequeño.
But even within that group.
Pero aún entre este grupo.
And that's what we've got to look at next.
Y eso es lo que vamos a ver el siguiente.
Is you've got probably even a smaller subset.
Tienes un grupo aún más pequeño.
That is Baptist.
Que son bautistas.
That's probably too small for y'all to see.
Tal vez es demasiado chiquito que pueden ver.
What I want to demonstrate here.
Lo que quería mostrar
is that the system we just finished talking about last couple of weeks.
Que el sistema que acabamos de terminar de hablar las últimas semanas.
That we're saying is wrong.
Que estamos diciendo que está mal.
Most of the church by default is in here somewhere.
La mayoría de la iglesia de por fall están ahí.
They've even got some Calvinists in this group.
Aún tienen calvinistas en este grupo.
Very few.
Muy pocos.
But it doesn't necessarily mean that their eschatology is right.
Pero no quiere decir que su eschatología está correcta.
Because they're in a bad camp.
Porque están en un campamento
don't
malo.
Don't know why their doctrines are what they are. Their foundation is bad.
No sé por qué sus doctrinas son lo que son. Su fundación está mal.
Now we as Baptists.
Nosotros como bautistas.
We're going to get to.
Vamos a llegar.
The only good foundation.
La única buena fundación
is where we stand.
Es donde paramos.
It's not good because we're Baptists and it's ours.
No es bueno porque somos bautistas y es nuestro.
We are Reformed Baptists.
Estamos bautistas reformados.
Because we are convicted that is the true foundation.
Que estamos convencidos por las escrituras que esa es la fundación correcta.
And I just wanted to talk about that just a little bit.
Solo quería hablar rápidamente de esto.
Because some of you hear us say we're Reformed Baptists.
Porque algunos escuchan que decimos que somos bautistas reformados.
1689 confession.
1869 confesión.
What's the big deal?
1689 confesión.
There's Baptist churches down the street here.
¿Cuál es el gran asunto? Hay iglesias bautistas ahí en esta calle.
And how many Baptist churches do we pass on the way here from Lumberton?
¿Cuántos iglesias bautistas pasamos de Lumberton hasta acá?
50, probably within a few miles of the road.
50 entre los millas de la calle.
And they're all in here.
Y todos están ahí.
Reformed Baptists are such a small group.
Bautistas reformados, un grupo pequeño.
But I hope that when we take a look, when we finally get to here.
Pero yo espero cuando tomamos una mirada, cuando al fin llegamos aquí.
You begin to see as we cover some of these things and we see some of the errors of the other systems.
Van a ver mientras cubrimos esto y vemos errores en otros sistemas.
You'll understand why it's so important.
Van a entender por qué es tan importante.
We don't say that we're Reformed Baptists because we want that to be our doctrine.
No decimos que somos bautistas reformados porque queremos que esa sea nuestra doctrina.
We believe it's what the Scripture says.
Creemos de lo que dice las Escrituras.
We believe it's the foundation of God's Word.
Creemos que es el fundamento de la palabra de Dios.
This is what God is revealing.
Y eso es lo que Dios ha revelado.
And this is what God reveals, how it affects our doctrine.
Y es lo que Dios ha revelado que afecta nuestra doctrina.
And all of our doctrine,
y toda nuestra doctrina,
has to fit together.
Tiene que hacer conjunto.
And if your foundation is right,
si tu fundación está correcta,
and you build good biblical doctrine on that foundation,
y construyes buena doctrina bíblica sobre esta fundación,
all those dots of Scripture are going to connect.
Todos los puntos de escrituras se conectan.
So,
what we're looking at now is what we should see with a magnifying glass if we can. Not all new is good. Not because something is new and makes an impact, we're going to go follow it. The Word of God says in the book of Acts, there was a church in the first century that every time they heard the apostles preach, they would go and compare it with the Word of God, what they preached. That's what we should do as a church. If something's new, it doesn't mean it's good because it's new. It must be biblical. It's what has happened the last few years in the churches, not just because of in the Baptist church. People want to look for what makes an impact. What this man's saying is good, we got to go behind him. Even though it's heresy. Something that we as a church should be very concerned about. I've said this and I know it sounds repetitive. When something that we're hearing isn't conformed to the Word of God, leave it there because you can call your name. We must be meticulous in what we hear. And what we should put, and what we put in our lives.
Amen.
Ms. Christine, you had a question. Something that I was so concerned. Algo que estaba tan preocupado es por qué estamos tan pequeños. ¿Estamos seguros que estamos correctos? Quiero decir, la mayoría de los, o muchos de los dispensacionalistas son cristianos.
Yeah, this is evangelical Christianity.
Yeah, este es cristianismo evangélico. Pero es tan joven, 150, 200 años. Y yo me sentí por mí mismo cuando era dispensacionalista. Que yo no estaba escuchando la palabra. Solo estaba confiando en lo que estaba enseñado a mí. Los hombres fracasan, fallan, pero la palabra de Dios no. Y esa teología está creciendo, ¿no? We're growing here. Estamos creciendo aquí, ¿no? Hold on just a second. She had it. Dispensationism.
Yeah, that.
Yeah. I think there are some who do that. Está preguntando si esos dispensacionalistas solo dicen lo que dicen para hacer lo que ellos dan la gana de hacer. I think there are some that do that. Creo que hay unos que hacen esto. If you think about the doctrine of eschatology in the dispensational camp, si piensas en la doctrina de escatología en el campamento dispensacionalista, we live in the most sissified time of the church. Nosotros vivimos en el tiempo más niñez de la iglesia.
Did you say sissified?
Sissified, that's what I said. That means that we don't want to suffer. Esto quiere decir que no queremos sufrir. And you look at the history of the church before, ves la historia de la iglesia antes, they suffered, ellos sufrieron. So it kind of is fitting to create an eschatological view. It's adecuado a crear una punto de vista escatológica that takes the church out before suffering. Que quita la iglesia antes de sufrir. And so I think there's a sense where it does that. Yo creo que hay un sentido que hace eso. Ms. Rachel.
But I think that's true, but a lot of it is goes back to the doctrine that they were taught.
Mucho regresa a la doctrina que ellos fueron enseñados.
There's no motive or agenda.
Tal vez no hay motivo plan.
That's where they're coming from.
Es donde vienen.
And the other thing,
y otra cosa que quiere decir. Un mujer sabio me dijo. Confías, pruébame y tener fe, dice el Señor.
Amen. Yeah, that's the sad thing. A lot of them don't even understand.
La cosa triste es que la mayoría ni lo entienden lo que creen.
I mean, pastors.
Pastores.
Who were taught by pastors.
Quien fueron enseñados por pastores.
Who didn't really understand.
Quien no entendía.
And the sad thing is there's so many in churches and there's so many churches and so many pastors.
La cosa triste es que hay tantos en la iglesia y tantos pastores
that have never stopped to look at the foundations.
Que nunca han detenido a mirar los fundamentos.
And it's, you know, we're a small group.
Somos un grupo pequeño.
But I'm humbled because, I mean, it's like the doctrines of grace when you first confront.
Yo estoy humilde. Es como las doctrinas de gracia cuando apenas se está confrontado con ellos.
And you start to see it.
Y empiezas a ver.
And you see it there.
Ves aquí y aquí.
And you see it in the Psalms.
Y ves en los Salmos.
And you see it in Judges.
Ves en Juicios.
And you see it in Paul's epistles.
En los epístolas de Pablo.
All of a sudden, the whole Scripture is screaming election.
Después, toda la Escritura está gritando elección.
And God's sovereignty.
Y la soberanía de Dios.
And He has a people He's called for Himself.
Y Él tiene un pueblo que Él llamó por sí mismo.
And they're His.
Y son suyos.
And He's going to save them.
Y Él va a salvarlos.
He's going to redeem them.
Él va a redimirlos.
The Lamb was slain before the foundation.
El cordero fue inmolado antes de la fundación del mundo.
That's just one doctrine.
Eso solamente es una doctrina.
Eschatology.
Escatología.
The church.
La iglesia.
The Holy Spirit.
El Espíritu Santo.
All of these doctrines.
Todas estas doctrinas.
are just screaming.
Están gritando.
And we've got these earplugs in.
Y tenemos esos tapoídos adentro.
And we're listening to that narrow pipe.
Estamos escuchando esta pipa angosto.
And this just lets God's word just burst out.
Y este deja que la palabra de Dios explota.
And doctrine becomes beautiful.
Y doctrina se cambió a ser hermosa.
Doctrine becomes exciting.
Doctrina es emocionante.
It gives Miss Rachel goosebumps.
Le da piel de pollo a Miss Raquel.
Holy goosebumps.
Santos. There's sometimes I don't really know how to explain this. I've been hearing the word of God for 10 years and less than that studying it. I've seen people who have studied the Bible their whole life. And there's things that are error there in their doctrine. If it's difficult for me that I've only heard one, there's so many things different from what I heard at first till now. People who've lived their whole life learning the Bible a certain way. It's confusing. And there's so much hunger to say, where is this? Amen. There's a text in the Bible. The nation perishes for lack of understanding. We have a tendency to forget the past. And a lot of times we don't even matter about the past. But we need to understand the past is the foundation for the future. All that the church lived in the past is important for us. When we see a doctrine so new like dispensationalism, we have to ask why 2,000 years ago the people couldn't see this. Why is there so many new religions coming out talking about supernatural things? Or almost witchcraft? We should compare all this with the scripture. If in the scripture and the history of the church it's not there, and we couldn't even help or lay a foundation for it in the history of the church, and we see that all these doctrines that are now popular, the church in the old declared them heresy, we should pay attention. When we see a doctrine like this, I don't really like the circle that the brother drew. He left us inside of dispensationalism.
No, we're in
Reform. No, estamos aquí in the Pacto Reformal. That many people who believe that they believe in Christ, they don't understand they're believing in a wrong way. A lot of people say that eschatology doesn't have, you know, it's not that important for us. If there's something that Jesus talked a lot about, it was about the end of the times. If he took the time to talk about it, We can't take our theology and put it on something superficial. We must study it and study the Word of God. It's important, brothers.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah. It's a great work that you're doing. We're a small church. But what we're teaching is something very profound. We've heard about the gospel, the solid gospel. If there are profound doctrines, I believe it's what we're seeing. I think we hear a lot of terms that aren't related to that. It's difficult to even understand because of the context that we come from. So, but I know that from the beginning, we must fight with this. Convinced. So not everyone's going to leave here completely convinced. But as we go understanding and reading, we're going to conform. So what he's teaching, it reveals the difference in the preaching here and the preaching of other churches. This is the result of knowing the foundation, the different preachings. So from other churches, we look from the lens of which they taught us. And we see in the scriptures. So, hearing this, we have another perspective. And we have to see where the foundation biblically for this. And we know that this is what the church should know. It's something profound. If somebody thinks, I don't really understand this, we don't always understand everything. But we know that when someone preaches and they teach these things, why are they preaching? They have a base, the theology of covenant theology. And that's the difference. Amen. This is going to come up today in our sermon big time. Eso va a salir grandemente en nuestro sermón. We shouldn't feel scared to be the small minority in the circle. God's always had a remnant to take the truth. I'm not saying we're the best. But we want to have a biblical doctrine so that the people will know the error. It's not going to be easy to preach this to a lot of people. There's people who, if they're your friend, they're going to be your enemy. But you got to love them in the love of Christ, so that they can leave the problem where they are. So you have two options. Believe you or reject you. But this we have to leave with God. Amen. So I want to make a quick comment. Quiero hacer un comentario pronto. I don't want you to feel pressured either. No quiero que sientas presionado. I told Brother AJ this before this started this morning. Le dije a este hermano AJ antes de empezar esta. I believe this is a doctrine that's so important. Yo creo que esta es una doctrina demasiado importante that we will take the time necessary to understand it. Que tomáramos el tiempo necesario para entenderlo. You'll start connecting the dots. Vas a empezar a conectar los puntos. Where we go from here with Abraham, donde vamos de aquí con Abraham, you'll be like, oh yeah, and that, and yeah. Was heißt hier? See, you see, you see. And as we continue in Genesis, mientras seguimos en Genesis, and in Hebrews, in Hebreos, if you don't understand this doctrine in Hebrews, you won't understand the whole book. Si no entiendes esta doctrina en Hebreos, no vas a entender todo el libro. The worst doctrines out of Hebrews have come from a lack of understanding this. Los peores doctrinas de entender Hebreos vienen de una falta de entendimiento esta. And so we will take the time, and we're not rushed, right? We're Calvinists. We believe that Jesus will come when He comes. No, vamos a tomar tiempo. Somos Calvinistas. Creemos que Cristo va a regresar cuando Él va a regresar. Entonces vamos a tomar tiempo. Rápidamente ya sacábamos el tiempo. Cuando AJ empezó a decirme esta teología, puedes preguntarlo. Él ve una furia de mí como nunca he visto. ¿Estaba enojada? ¿Cómo puedes decir esas cosas? Pero orando en mi corazón, 2 años. Yo dije, AJ, nunca me hablas de esto. El Señor me empezó a mostrar. Quien sea que está luchando con esto, yo entiendo dónde estás. Estoy dispuesto a hablar contigo, orar por ti, no juzgarte como yo estaba ahí. Ahora yo lo veo. Y como AJ nos puso en un grupo pequeño, este antes era el grupo grande. Y dispensacionalismo era no existente. Dios lo cambió por una razón. Hay una frase hermosa.
Oops. There's a beautiful phrase we say semper reformanda.
Hay una frase hermosa que decimos siempre reformanda.
And it means we're always reforming.
Means quiere decir que siempre estamos reformando.
And I think the idea of these being very foundational.
Y creo que la idea de estas cosas siendo fundamentos.
We just keep building from there.
Solo seguimos construyendo.
And we can't ever fully exhaust the doctrines of Scripture.
No podemos exprimir completamente todas las doctrinas de Escritura.
But I believe that connection that I've been talking about.
Pero creo que esta conexión de lo que estaba hablando.
I think that's what Reformation looks like.
Creo que eso es como se ve la Reformación.
When all of your doctrine is consistent throughout Scripture.
Cuando toda tu doctrina es consistente durante todas las Escrituras.
You're building right.
Estás construyendo bien. Amen. Amen.